Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
There is crime.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you for healing the land. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. And we just stop by to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, how you showed out on this weekend, Lord God. Thank you for your oil of joy this weekend, Lord God. Your oil of healing and deliverance, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God, because if it had not been for you, where would we all be this day, Lord God? Your grace, your mercy, your love brought us through and is bringing us through in the name of Jesus. And we will say thank you for healing the land. Thank you for your delivering power that went on this weekend, Lord God. Thank you for your contingency power in the service on this morning, Lord God. Heal and deliver and set your people free in the mind, body, soul, and spirit, Lord God. Have your way this awesome Sunday morning, Lord God. Continue to strengthen the visionary, Lord God. LaRon Matthews, Lord God. Continue to build him up, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to heal and deliver Mom and Dad Matthews, Lord God. Have your way in the Matthews family, Lord God. And we say thank you. From the oldest to the youngest in the Matthews family, Lord God. Keep your arms around them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless your name for breakthroughs on today in the service, Lord God. That we will break forth and not break down. That we are better and not bitter. We are the victors and no longer the victims. Because you're healing the land. You're healing us, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today, God. We say thank you, Father God. We praise you for traveling grace and mercy today, Lord God. For all those that's going back to their cities and states, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over every airplane right now, over every train, every bus, every mean of transportation, Lord God, that they go back to their homes, Lord God. Cover them with your blood. Dispatch your angels all around them, Lord God. Keep them from seen and unseen danger, Lord God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. And we just bless your name for healing the land. We just say thank you for stirring up the gifts in Harvey, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, bless Harvey right now from the top to bottom, side to side, corner to corner right now, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name this morning. We didn't even get a 911 call in our absence from our homes, Lord God. You kept our loved ones in our absence, Lord God. And we say thank you for doing it for them right now. And we lift up all our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, Father God. We ask you to have your way in their lives, Lord God. Have your ways in our neighbors' lives, Lord God. We plead the blood over our neighborhoods, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over Tidney Park, Lord God. Cover and keep them in Tidney Park, Lord God. Keep them all from seen and unseen danger, Lord God. Be a fence around this hotel, Lord God. Let this hotel not be the same, Lord God, because you was here, Lord God. You was here, Lord God. Have your way in Tidney Park, Father God. Saturate Tidney Park from top to bottom, side to side, corner to corner right now in the name of Jesus. And we just bless your name today for breakthroughs in the service, Lord God. We invite you with a humble heart and stretch our arms in our service on this morning, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Bless the women of God, Lord God. Speak through them, Lord God. Let them have a word from you, Lord God, for us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, anoint their voices this morning, Lord God. A fresh fire over them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. Because you didn't have to do it, but you did. You love us that much. We always on your mind. And I woke up this morning with you on my mind. I laid down with you on my mind. And I say thank you, Lord God, for your grace and mercy, for loving even me, Lord God. When I was a wrench undone, but you put me back together, Lord God. You're continuously molding me because you're the potter and I am your clay. So continuously mold me, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continuously bless Rita, Lord God. She faithfully works behind the scenes, God. Continue to bless her and her entire family, Lord God, from the oldest to the youngest, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless your name today. So as everyone go back to their cities, Lord God, cover them with your blood. Keep your arms around them, God. Keep your arms around the airplanes, the cars, the trains, whatever mean of transportation, God, keep them in your care and care, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will give you the praise, and we praise you in advance for many more breakthroughs and no breakdown, that we are going to continue to get better and not bitter, because you're healing the land. You're healing the nation in the name of Jesus. You're healing and deliver the homeless, Lord God. Continuously to cover the homeless all over the universe, God. Continue to give them breakthroughs, God. Touch them right now, God, because you weighing on the just and the unjust. You love us all equal. You love the homeless just as much as you love us. And we say thank you for the homeless right now, meeting their needs, Lord God. Give them roofs over their head, Lord God. A warm clothes, Lord God, to keep them, Lord God. Keep them from sickness, Lord God. Keep them from this coronavirus, Lord God. In the mighty, can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. And you able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, Lord God. So do it for the homeless. Do it for those in the nursing homes today, God. Do a Shonda, a turnaround for the ones in the nursing homes and assisted living, Lord God. Touch their bodies, Lord God. Touch their mind. Touch their soul, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. Know how long they've been, no matter how long they've been in the nursing home, Lord God, you're still able to do a new thing for them, Lord God. You did it for the lady with the issue of blood for 12 years. You did it for the lady, Lord God, that was bent over for 18 years. You did it for the man that sit at the pool, Lord God. So you're able to do it for them today, God. Touch them right now, God. Give them a fresh oil over their bodies today in the nursing homes and assisted living, Lord God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, because we are absolutely nothing without you, God. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So I thank you for strength today. I thank you for peace today. I thank you for joy today. And I thank you for a sound mind. And I thank you for showing up in this service this morning and showing out in the name of Jesus. So have your way today. Your will be done. Not Gwen's will, but your will. But it's Gwen to do your will in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. In your precious Son, Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, Lord.
Amen. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, we love you, Lord, with all that is within us, O Father God. Your word, O Father God, has grounded itself within us, O Father God, and it permeates our whole entire being, O Father God. And we thank you for loving us like that, O Father God, so that we may be able to see, O Father God, with the lens, O Father God, of love that you have placed within us, O Father God. O Father God, we honor you, O Father God. We honor you, O Father God, for preparing us, O Father God, to stand, O Father God, in these evil times, in this evil day. But you have given us a place of refuge, O Father God, so that we now, O Father God, may come together, O Father God, and receive, O Father God, that you have for us, O Father God. Father God, you say, do not forsake the assembly amongst your brethren, O Father God. So we thank you, O Father God, for preparing the hearts and minds of ministers and everything within us, O Father God, to receive, O Father God, that we have asked of you, O Father God, and that nothing, O Father God, will hinder us, O Father God, from receiving that which you have for us, O Father God. Father God, because you're not a man that you should lie, O Father God. If we ask you for bread, O Father God, you're not going to give us a stone, O Father God. So I know, O Father God, that those things, O Father God, that we have asked of you and desire of you, O Father God. Father God, I thank you, O Father God, for tilling our hearts, O Father God, to receive your word, your blessings, your healing, and all that you have for us, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we honor you, O Father God, for that great love that you have for us, O Father God. Father God, you have told us in your word, O Father God, to beware, O Father God, because released in our minds and heart, O Father God, the power and the might of the hand have gotten us this wealth, O Father God. But let us not be conceited, O Father God, in our hearts and in our minds, oh, Father God, because we know, oh, Father God, that all things come from you, oh, Father God. You are the establisher of all things seen and unseen and known and unknown, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you for who you are, oh, Father God. Father God, we may have had doubts, oh, Father God, because we was looking at things from the lens of the way that the world wanted us to look at them, oh, Father God. But thanks be to the Holy Spirit, oh, Father God, that you have sent down, Lord, that will lead us into all truth, oh, Father God, and will guide us, oh, Father God, through dark times, oh, Father God, and sustain us, oh, Father God, those things that you have given us, oh, Father God, to stand firm on the foundation of your word, oh, Father God. Father God, we honor you, oh, Father God, because in your word, oh, Father God, let thy will be done here upon earth as it is in heaven, O Father God. And in your word, O Father God, you have said that our battle is not against flesh and blood, O Father God, but in the spiritual realms, O Father God. So we thank you, O Father God, for fighting that battle and leading us, O Father God, to pray in that area in this battle, O Father God, so that the things, O Father God, that we have asked of you, pray for, O Father God, and desire of you according to your word, O Father God, that when you send it down unto us, O Father God, and we will receive it unhindered, O Father God, without any doubt. Because you tell us in your word, O Father God, for us to doubt not, O Father God. And doubt is not a word, O Father God, that we entertain, O Father God, or even let loose, O Father God, and roll off our tongue, O Father God. For Father God, because we speak those things that be not as though they were, O Father God, because the foundation of your word, O Father God, is grounded within us, O Father God. We even see from those lenses, O Father God, that you have given us up in your word, O Father God. O Father God, we honor you, O Father God, glorify you, O Father God, for the power, O Father God, that you are administering, O Father God, unto your people, O Father God, because you say when two or three come together, O Father God, there you are in the midst, O Father God. O Father God, we are one mind and one heart, O Father God, and we serve the same and one God over all, O Father God. And we thank you, O Father God, for showing up, O Father God, and the heart, O Father God, and the mind of the people, O Father God, so that those desires, O Father God, that have that are in their heart, O Father God, O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for answering the prayers of them, O Father God, and preparing them, O Father God, to receive it, O Father God, because Father God, your word, O Father God, is so powerful, O Father God, and so awesome, O Father God, it dispels, O Father God, all darkness, O Father God, in us, O Father God. Because the word says, oh, Father God, if I be single, oh, Father God, my whole body will be full of light, oh, Father God. So I ask you, oh, Father God, to search us, oh, Father God, and remove those things of hindrance, oh, Father God, that may have held us back, oh, Father God, from seeing or receiving those things that you have for us, oh, Father God. So we honor you, and we thank you, and we glorify you, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for your warning and ministering angels sent out, O Father God, to protect your children, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for the light shining within our hearts, O Father God, again, and in our eyes, O Father God, so that we may see, O Father God, through your eyes, O Father God, and that we may love, O Father God, others, the same way that you love us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, let us not have anything, oh, Father God, in us, oh, Father God, that may have a propensity, oh, Father God, to work with the enemy, oh, Father God, subtly, oh, Father God, but let us ultimately in all that we do, oh, Father God, be co-laborers and co-workers with you for the salvation, oh, Father God, of the souls, oh, Father God, that you have brought us in contact with, oh, Father God, so that they, oh, Father God, may experience, oh, Father God, the great love that you have toward them, oh, Father God, unhindered, oh, Father God, unadulterated word of truth, oh, Father God, that will permeate in our soul, oh Father God, their mind, will, and emotions, oh Father God, upon you, oh Father God, and that you will not, oh Father God, be tossed to and fro like we have one time in our life been, oh Father God. We are grounded, oh Father God, grounded in you, oh Father God. And we decree and declare, oh Father God, that we shall not be moved, oh Father God, from the things that may go on in our life, oh Father God. Even now, oh Father God, standing proxy, oh Father God, for the doubters at times, oh Father God, that we may have doubted because the trials and the tribulation have was so overwhelming, oh Father God. But we stand before you this morning asking forgiveness, oh Father God, for those things, oh Father God, that we may have not trusted you in or doubted in or believed in, oh Father God, because of the things that's going on around the world, oh Father God. We repent and we ask for forgiveness, oh Father God, for those areas, oh Father God, that wasn't on good ground, oh Father God. So we thank you, oh Father God, for sending the word of truth unto us, oh Father God, that resonated with our spirit, oh Father God, and opened our eyes and opened our hearts, oh Father God, to understand, oh Father God, those things that you have put forth to understand, those things that you have put forth for us to see, oh Father God, because your love is so awesome for us, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for the spirit of healing again going throughout the land, oh Father God, healing us, oh Father God, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, oh Father, God. We thank you for the crown of protection, oh Father God, that you have given us, oh Father God, the helmet of salvation. We thank you for the whole armor, oh Father God, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for keeping us and covering us, oh Father God, from the things, oh Father God, that we may have encountered, but you kept us so much in perfect peace, oh Father God, we wasn't even aware of it, oh Father God, because of the great love that you have toward us, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for the miracles, oh, Father God. We thank you for the healing, oh, Father God, that have went out, oh, Father God, from the mouth of your ministers because the heart that they have towards the people, oh, Father God, for them to be set free and delivered, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for removing stress and depression, oh, Father God. We thank you for removing anxiety, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, even right now, oh, Father God, for opening up the blood vessels, oh, Father God, because the heart, oh, Father God, pumps, oh, Father God, blood through our bodies, and that blood, oh, Father God, that we stand upon is the blood of Christ, the transforming power of the blood of Christ, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for opening up our vessels, oh, Father God, physically and spiritually, oh Father God, where things may flow, oh Father God, within us spiritually and physically, oh Father God, unhindered, oh Father God, so that we may be strong, oh Father God, in all that we do physically and spiritually, oh Father God. Father God, we honor you, we glorify you, oh Father God, for what you're doing in the lives of your people. Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for tilling the heart of the people to receive your word this morning, oh Father God, unhindered, oh Father God. Father God, I ask that everybody's faith, oh Father God, be not 30, be not 40, be not 60, but be 100, oh Father God. Father God, raise it up to that level, oh Father God. Even the individual and their mindset, oh, Father God, raise it to that level, oh, Father God, within them, oh, Father God, because it starts from the heart, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for removing, oh, Father God, all hindering things, oh, Father God, that have hindered us before up in our lives, oh, Father God. Father God, we honor you, we glorify you, we magnify you, because there's no one like you. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for the power that went forth, oh, Father God, throughout the land, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you for this whole entire assembly of your saints coming together, one mind, one heart, one spirit in you. Shalom.
Oh, thank you, Father. Father, we give your name the glory. We honor your name. We thank you, Lord God, that you are Lord of lords and King of kings. that besides you there is none other. That we exalt you, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. That we lift you up, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. That we glorify you in the name of Yeshua. That you will lead us and direct us, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, toward that which you have designed for us, O God. That your word may live fully inside of us, Lord God. That your word may guide and direct us. For you said in your word, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, Lord God, that there is a road. One is wide and one is narrow. The wide, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, you say many find themselves on it. But the narrow road, you say few find it. We pray even now, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, that each and every one of us, Lord God, will be toward the narrow road, that we will, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, see you and, Lord God, allow you to take full authority and control in our lives. We decree and declare according to your word that no weapon that has been formed against the body of believers will ever prosper. That it will cause, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, destructive measures against that which is not of you. We decree and declare according to your word that we stand with authority, and that authority is to speak in the midst in the name of Yeshua. And that the very word of God will become a living entity inside of our lives. And that is you, Father. We thank you even now that you have given us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, you said, will guide us and lead us into all truth. And, oh, Father God, we thank you even now as we stand, Lord God, moving by the authority in the name of Yeshua, that your word will cause us to go into places and pull those from the depths of darkness in the places where the enemy has assigned to draw your people away from you, but that your word inside of us, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, will speak into the midst of that and cause people, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, who were held captive, now free. And Lord God, we decree and declare, Lord God, that it is moving now, even in this hour. And Lord God, we thank you right now that you're causing us, Lord God, to walk in the very direction that you have caused us to walk. For you said in your word, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, that we ought to speak those things that be not as though they already were. So around, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, around the seven continents, Lord God, we decree and declare that those that are called by your name, that hear your voice, will hear your voice alone and will move only by your spirit. In the name of Yeshua, every other voice they will pull down. And Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, as we stand boldly upon on your word, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, because you said to be strong and courageous, because you said in the name of Yeshua, when you bring us into that place, as you told Joshua, you told, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, each and every one of us, that whatever place you will bring us, do not look back to the gods before the actual flood, but to keep our eyes upon you, that it was you that will go into the land of Canaan, and that land is wherever you will send us, and that you would annihilate those things that was there that was not of you, and that land that you were to will now be your land for us to live in. And we decree and declare it in the name of Yeshua in the places where you have assigned us to go. We speak into the territories in the name of Yeshua, and we command that it hear the word of the Lord, that the word of the Lord in the name of Yeshua is spoken in the atmosphere, in the territory, that the line of the tribe of Judah is speaking in the name of Yeshua, that is calling forth of a people who will stand in this hour, who will stand, Lord God, pulling down the forces of darkness and establishing the kingdom of heaven, establishing the kingdom of God in the name of Yeshua. Father God, we thank you right now that you're living, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, and you live inside of us, Lord God, to rule and to reign. And, oh, Father God, we thank you because we are in the, Lord God, the very place of preparing in the name of Yeshua for the new heaven and the new earth, because you said in your word that the old could not sustain and contain that which was of you. So you're preparing us, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua.
for the place that you will come and rule. And, Father, we thank you right now that you're causing, Lord God, your word to move in every area. And, Lord God, we give your name the glory. Even as you cause us, Lord God, to tread on serpents and scorpions, you cause us, Lord God, concerning the young lion and the dragon, that we are to trample upon it. You even cause us, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, to snatch back those from the clutches of darkness, Lord God. And, Lord God, we decree them in the light of your word. And, Father God, we thank you even now. Father, we thank you for covering, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, the believers, covering the leaders, Lord God, causing your angels to go and fight on their behalf in the name of Yeshua. In every way that the enemy has assigned around the seven continents in the name of Yeshua, that which is of any name that is contrary to the very word of God, we cause that name to be pulled down and the name of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to be brought up. It is the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, and he comes in the name of his Father. And oh, Father God, we thank you right now, because there is no other way, but there is the one door that we go through, Lord God. Every other door is removed. There is one door, and that door is the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach. We pull down every other way. We pull down every other thing in the name of Yeshua, and we decree as we stand that every other thing that will try to rise itself up against the very nature of the living God is pulled down as we stand firm upon your word, Lord God, and will not be moved, because you said for some that they will be brought into a spiritual prison according to the book of Revelation. But you say, be thou faithful those 10 days. Oh, Father God, in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God, that was a reward that you would give. So we decree and declare this hour that there will be a standing in the name of Yeshua. And Father, we give your name the glory, both now and forever. God bless you, Father. We bless you, Father, and we give your name the glory. We give your name the glory and the honor forever.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. Laron Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer. Time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.WeRestoreYou.org or email us at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreYou, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your
copy today.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the 10th anniversary of the Lifeline Prophetic Conference.
Happy 10th anniversary.
June 25th through June 27th, 2021 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
The 2021 conference.
The theme: we have stood the test of time. It kicks off June 25th at 7 p.m. with guest speaker Apostle Maurice Simmons. Saturday, June 26th at 7 p.m. Get ready for speaker and conference host, the dynamic Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. On Sunday, June 27th at 11 a.m. get ready for Dr. Carlina Wilkes and Pastor Sandra Ganey. Register now at www.werestoreyou.org. Registration $50. For more information, contact Sister Marcia Green at 708-825-1988. Or Administrator Retha Bryant at 334-440-6152. If you prefer, cash out to hashtag RFPIM. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Conference and get ready to receive your miracle.
May your struggle keep you near the cross. And may your trouble show that you God, and may your battles end the way they should, and may your bad days prove that God is good, and may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggle and may your trouble show that you need God. And may your battle in the way they should. And may your bad days prove that God is good. See, may your whole life prove that God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Top of the morning, and we welcome you to another prophetic experience teaching where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, prophet and teacher, LaRon Matthews, and I tell you, I am excited about what God has been doing for this season in many of our lives. The experience and the encounter that many of the men and women of God have been experiencing, we just give God praise, glory, and honor. We thank God for you. I thank you, God. I believe that the Lord has something about to unveil for me, about as we continue to stay in the face of God and in the presence of his word. And the presence of his word is the fullness of joy. And we can maybe to experience some of the most powerful of times of our life. And for that, we give God all the praise and the glory and the honor for what he's doing for our life. Well, I want to take this time to thank our prayer warriors and our intercessors and all of the powerful ministry gifts that God has released the oil on their life to bring the kingdom of darkness down as we walk into the presence of God with such power and authority. Many of you, God has mandated you for such a time as this. And I thank God for all that he does to you as the vessel he uses. Amen. Well, Administrator Rita Bryant, I tell you, we tapped into some things thus far this weekend. And how many know that God is up to something and he's not finished? Even when we're finished, he's not finished. Because he's removing the heavy burden, unlocking the landlocked people and the shackles that are on the life of so many people. And he's bringing us out with victory and authority. I tell you, it's nothing like walking into the presence of the glory of God for ourselves and watching the mighty hand of God on our lives and looking at what God can do for us. So, sing to God, just get ready to have, having even been told, revealed, or even prophesied of what God is doing for a generation of men and women of God that have continued to endure the test of time and follow through on what God is doing. Those of you who have not had a chance to experience it, we thank God for you as well and your position and your role in the kingdom of God. We know it's only through those experiences that God allows you to see as well as to be able to tap into. So we bless the Lord on today. And as many of you have been following us, we've been talking from the book of Habakkuk, or a question from the book of Daniel, sharing the experiences that Daniel had encountered through the word of God. And we won't be sharing from that today, but we're going to be talking a little bit about the season of the season of the kingdom of God coming alive in us. And when I say the kingdom of God coming alive in us, I'm talking about truly the power of his mighty hand and his mighty works on our life and in our life, and how so many things are coming alive in the mind, will, and the thought of God's people. And we want to see those things begin to come alive in your life as well. And over the last several days, God has really allowed the people to experience him in such a powerful way, a powerful new way, and bringing the revelation of God's word alive to so many of our lives and watching his presence show up through the vessels that he will use. And I believe in this time of our life, he who endure to the end shall be saved. Many times we go through major warfare in our life, and we think that's the end of a matter. But coming out, having the victory through the word of God, shows us the power and the greatness of God for our life and in our life on today. And many of us who have experienced God outside of the sacred place, which is the pulpit, we're walking around with such a glory of God and not knowing it, because the religious system says to us that we have to do it from this place. But God's saying you have to do it from the internal place of him, that he may bring you to the glorious place, which will be that platform or arena or stage that he set for the lives of so many of us. And this time, many will see and ascertain what God is saying through his glory. Because I'm telling you, his glory has showed up in the building. And so many have experienced some great things from the Lord. And I believe this fast that we all were on, and even some of you still stand in that place of prayer, stand in that place of the Lord, are watching the picture. The word of the Lord God said the world was framed by the word. And that picture of God that's framed us for such a time as this. And so we thank God for what God has done and what he's preparing to do in the lives of many of you all as we come down to what we call the home stretch of this conference, 2021 Lifeline. Many of you, we had an opportunity to meet and to connect with, and so many more. We will have an opportunity to connect with and break bread with, and many will be able to see and engage our walk, engage our life into. So I'm looking for the greater. I'm actually looking for the greater of all that God will do on today. And watching the face of men and women of God who have not had the opportunity, but now seeing the wall, the old wall being broken, and the presence of God being manifested through the word of God on today. So we thank God for many of you on today. And what I'm going to do, in just a few minutes, I'm going to just open up the line for a few praise reports from the men and women of God, those that are listening in and those who travel so far and receive what they expect. Because this 21 days that we've been on in this journey, I'm telling you, saints, this has been one of those powerful visitations from the Lord that has showed us what God can do in spite of us, what we have saw and viewed. This is a great timing for the life of the believer. Your praise reports as we pass through and the hotel, and we meet at the church facility. I've just been excited for so many of you on today and the experience God has allowed you to tap into. Because after all, the last 12 months of most of our life have been shifted because of the pandemic, I call it, in the land, that has changed things around, shifted things around. And we're watching now what God is doing for us. So we're looking at the greatest breakers, anointing, or breakthrough of our experience in our walk with God. So I thank God for it on today, and thank God for you and you on today. And it's just so much is unveiling all around. So much is coming to pass, and we're experiencing so many things right now. And the great thing about God is what we're watching now people of God. This is not a yesterday thing. This is not a tomorrow thing. We're watching and breathing and living in the right now. So we're experiencing the kairos of God in the right now of God for our life. So everything around us are in the right now of our relationship. It's not a tomorrow thing, it's the right now. So, and we're not done yet because we have two powerful vessels that are going to come and bless us with the right now of God's word. And many of you in the right place at the right time, and you're tapping into the right precipitation in the land for your life. So that's what I thank God for on this day, for the saints of God and the power of the saints of God and the victory of God's kingdom for his people. Amen. All right. Those of you who are listening in from other parts of the United States and around the world, and you hadn't had a chance to experience it live, but you were able to experience it via the social media. Man, I bless the Lord for you on today, and we honor God's hand on your life and watching what God is doing for you and through you on today. We thank God for you as well. I'm excited about that. All right. We're going to take a commercial and come back. And if anyone has received a praise report or something the Lord did for them, we're going to do that. I don't feel a need to preach this morning, but I want to talk about the experience that many of you have had throughout this conference, and to know that this is what you were expecting and what you were looking for, and God did what he said he was going to do in your life and for your life today. And the reason being, when saints come together, I think Psalms 50 and 5, to gather my saints unto me, those who have made covenant with me by sacrifice, people of God, man, and women of God, whoo, there's something great is about to unveil. And for the lives of the people, we're going to take a quick commercial, and we will be right back. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the 10th anniversary of the Lifeline Prophetic Conference.
Happy 10th anniversary.
June 25th through June 27th, 2021 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
The 2021 Conference.
The theme. We have stood the test of time.
It kicks off June 25th at 7 p.m.
with guest speaker Apostle Maurice Simmons.
Saturday, June 26th at 7 p.m.
Get ready for speaker and conference host,
the dynamic Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
On Sunday, June 27th at 11 a.m.
Get ready for Dr. Carlina Wilkes and Pastor Sandra Gainey.
Register now at www.werestoreyou.org. Registration, $50.
For more information, contact Sister Marcia Green at 708-825-1988.
Or Administrator Retha Bryant
at 334-440-6152.
If you prefer, cash out to hashtag RFPIM.
Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Conference
and get ready to receive your miracle.
Amen. And I tell you, miracles it is, miracles it is done. Because there is a miracle with your name on it. And we just thank God for what we've seen. And today at 11 o'clock, if you're in the Chicagoland area, join us at 11 a.m. For part three of a great time in God. And those who have enjoyed the community, even though we had a lot of rain, that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing, because that's a time of harvest. Elijah tells his servant, go back seven times and tell me, what do you see? He said, he doesn't see anything. And then he said, go back again. And then he comes back with a report. There is out of a sky. There is out of the cloud a hand of a man. But there is an abundance of rain. So we're watching the unveiling of the abundance of rain that's falling out of the sky, and watching the hand of God on many of his people. So you're part of it. We're celebrating it. We're watching it. We're having victory in it. And we're not going to miss it. We're not going to miss what God is doing. We're not going to miss opportunity of what he's releasing. And ultimately, we're not going to miss the visitation from the Lord and so many of you that are part of it on today. All right, if you're listening in and you have a praise report, something that God has done for you thus far while you have been experiencing the conference 2020, a one lifeline 10th year. The theme of it is we have endured the test of time. If you're listening in today and God has spoken to you, you have a praise report of how the conference has blessed you or have experienced something in the conference, hit one of your dial. We'll bring you right in. There's even greater experience you're going to be encountering today, because I know that these powerful vessels have the oil on them, and they're really going to bless our heart, our hearts today, and the lives of his people on today. And you know, some administrator, Rita Bryant, and some of the praise reports that I've been hearing through this conference is how some of the people have not experienced this, what they've seen thus far in their life and of church. And it's so good to know that we can be part of something so powerful that God is doing for his people, that it's turning in our favor. It's turning in the favor of God's people. And that's when you put in a demand. You got men and women of God that are putting that demand on the Spirit of God for the work that is being done through his vessel. And when you're watching so many people who are putting a demand on God and watching him manifest it so quickly and instantaneously, that's the greatness of God, the demand. And so many of us, we have put that demand on the Lord, and to watch and see him favor you, your family, your life, your loved one, your children. Man, I'm telling you, it's the power of God's hand and the power of his hand on today. And I'm excited about this next phase of our life, the next phase of your life, the next phase of your family life, the next phase of your destiny, and to watch him bring things together for you. Man, it's a great time. Thank you, God. This is a great time. So I thank God for the people who got on today. Amen. All right. Anyone have a praise report or question for us. And all of the great gifts, man, beautiful gifts that came through the gift packages. I'm telling you, they have blessed me. Thank you for all the great work that our team have put together. Thank you, Administrator Rita Bryant, on today. Man, it's just so such a powerful time, woman of God. It looks like every round and every year goes higher and higher. And there's a different dimension of what God is doing for his people. It's just a different dimension of what the Lord is releasing to through his voice and through his vessel on today. And we thank God for that. And we thank God for what the Lord is doing. Just blessing God for him covering us and keeping us and sustaining us on today. Amen. All right. Well, like I said, I won't tarry long if we don't have any praise reports how God blessed them. I know some are sitting back waiting for the rest like I am. I'm in anticipation. And that's the great thing, a place to be at in anticipation of all that God is going to take us into and allow us to see. I'm just ready for what he's doing. And I'm in a place of expectation. So if you stay at that place, you ain't seen nothing yet that's going to be unveiled to you because of your faithfulness in God and for the people of God that are on their way. Some are still on their way. Some are already here. So we just thank God for you. I know some were expecting a word from the Lord today. We got a dynamic duel coming today to bless us. So I'm looking forward to that word from Dr. Carlina Wilkes on today and Pastor Sandra Gainey. These are very powerful vessels that God will use on this day to catapult us into our next. When I say catapulting us, I'm talking about taking us into that wind that's going to blow us up. So you have to be ready for it. Now, if you're in any of the other cities around the United States and those great kingdom leaders are allowing the messengers cover those sacred deaths, join them in that city, join them in that town where God's word is coming alive in their life. That's the excitement of experiencing all that the Lord is doing for us in us and through us. So we're just thanking God for that on today and what he's doing. Well, Dr. Rita Brad, what are we expecting from today, woman of God? Because I'm telling you, I'm ready.
God bless you, Prophet Matthews. I would just like to say congratulations for 10 years. We're just expecting to go higher and higher on this morning. People often ask, where did it start? And I thank God for the kitchen table at 2620 Shep Court in the great city of Montgomery, Alabama. And it ignited there, and the flame keeps on burning. And I just thank God for the lifeline that he established over 10 years ago and the seven people that started it. And I just bless God for that on today.
Amen. And I tell you, I thank God as well of all those that endured these 10 fantastic years and bringing us all together at that table, and we were all fasting. I think we went on a seven-day fast. That was a seven-day fast we went on. It was a seven-day fast, right?
Yes, sir. Seven people, 7 days.
Mm-hmm. And we just came together and talked about it. Because actually we started talking about it, and I think one of our good friends, Angela Ziegler now, mm-hmm. so Faulkner at that time, but Ziegler told her the Lord said, do it now. You see, that was an urgency in her spirit. He said, the Lord said, do it now before we miss it. And did we make haste? I said, all right, let's make haste. He said, Lord said, start that conference line. Do it now. Watch what he's going to do. And that 5 a.m., getting up at 5 a.m., and from that time, we have been in a experience of a lifetime. And so many of you 10 years ago, God woke us up in a 4:30 morning hour, and we would set ourselves and prepare the Word of God, get those messages together, and we would go for broke in the morning teaching and ministering to the people. And at that time, we were ministering, I believe, almost 12, 13 hours of the day.
Mm-hmm.
We were in it, just ministering the Word of God, and people's lives were being touched. The ministry, the Word of God was coming alive, and their destiny was being just released. Healing, miracles, signs of wonder, deliverance, you name it, it was happening. And we were watching it, just like we're experiencing it. And now we were experiencing it then. So we just thank God for what the Lord has allowed us to be able to see and to be able to view, hear. And out of that place came our actual conference, our first Lifeline conference in the city of South Bend, Indiana. And we used the conglomerate of those who were on the team. And boy, I tell you, one of the things, the growth of the men and women of God and watching them just begin to develop, begin to mature, begin to be strengthened. Oh, I tell you, I've been blessed. And we have been experiencing some type of attacks during each of those experiences, whether it was the Lifeline or the Family Value Conference. Administrator Brown, we always have experienced some kind of challenge along the way that made us stronger and victorious.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right, but we're not going to hold the people up. Administrator Brad, I tell you, we're looking forward to seeing many of you today for the finale. And I tell you, we have extra food there. We still have extra food for, and we have our celebration cake that's there. So we'll share that after service today. Everybody have a piece of that celebration cake that we have there. I'm telling you, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for the sound of these two powerful vessels that are going to be coming and blessing our heart on this day. And we're looking to see you there. If you're listening in from whatever part of the United States and you want to say something real quickly, I want to give you the opportunity to do that. Hit one of your dial it, and we'll bring you in on today if the Lord has put something in your spirit to share. We won't give you that opportunity to do that. If not, I tell you, I'm ready for what's getting ready to unveil through these vessels on today. I know the hour's at hand, so many things getting ready to take place on this day. And you want to be here. You want to be in the atmosphere of it and to experience it. Because nothing like being in a place where you can experience man, God's hand in such a powerful place for ourselves, independent of what we've heard or what we've been told, but to actually experience it for yourself. Man, that's the great thing about God. Lord, I want to be in your experience. I want to be there, and I want to see what you're doing for me. I didn't come for anybody else, but I came for something. greatness of God on today. There's my son Naeem is selling these awesome T-shirts and logos, T-shirts and shorts and some of the great things that he has on display there, so you can purchase them and buy them and let them be a blessing. And we also have evangelist Natalie Kirkpatrick, who had her book for sale. You can purchase that, even the CD she had as well. We have our book called Love, the Unfinished Chapter, available to you now. And we were anticipating the Encounter with Wisdom book being available, but certainly it will be available at the next major event that we have for sure. And I know you'll enjoy and experience what God has for you. All right, well, prepare yourself for the greater today and look forward to it, because we're looking forward to it as well. Administrator Brad. All right, say 11 a.m. And those that are watching, we'll go Facebook Live at approximately 11:30 on today. We'll do Facebook Live and you'll be able to come on in and listen in and be blessed by part three of today's message and word from the Lord for your life, and the word from the Lord for our life on today. All right. Bless you on today, saints. We get ready to experience something even to the greater and the next level on this day. Join us 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where you're truly a senior pastor and overseer there. We're looking to see a great day in the Lord. All right. Have a phenomenal day. Say to God, we'll see you on this day, and we're looking forward to the greater. Be blessed, and shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless everybody.
The atmosphere is changing. Nothing stays the same. Heaven is waiting for the mention of the name. The Spirit is moving, burning like a flame, healing broken by the one we proclaim. Raise it up, fill the sky, chains will fall, mountains
Somebody send a praise to Buckhead. Yeah.